Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast.
Hi, thank you for downloading today's podcast, everyone. Busy one. We'll give you answers to Alpha Bucks in the middle of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. We talked to a scientist today. That's always fun. Science.
Mm. He's a professor.
Yeah.
Of science?
Professor of science.
What's the difference with professor?
I think it's just...
You studied more.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, if you get you can get your doctorate, you can get your PhD, you can get your bachelor, you can get your certificate of
appreciation.
Participation.
Yeah, see, that's why I found out my uncle is a professor.
Yeah.
Of
philosophy.
Philosophy or religion or both?
Philosophy, you said, but.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Phil.
Yeah.
Phil the philosopher.
He's very
philosophical.
Philosophical.
Yeah.
How does one person become a professor? The path of becoming a professor begins with a bachelor's degree. Generally, those who work as professors at community colleges are required to earn a master's degree. And those who want to teach at a four-year college or university earn a doctorate.
Oh, so he's done a doctorate.
You got to do the whole lot.
Or you can go to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, if you know how to find the...
The wall?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? They walked through a wall at a train station or something?
9.5, yes. Platform 9.5.
Stick around. Ray Martin in the middle of today's podcast as well. Let's get into it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
That's iPhone.
iPhone. It's not just something to talk to people on anymore. It's your source of entertainment, your place to put your opinions and have your mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
My six-year-old came to me on Saturday night and was like, "Dad, we have to play with this app." And then we spent the next, I reckon, 4 hours trying to trick said app. And
Did he find it on YouTube?
Probably. I would say it would have been YouTube. That's where most stuff comes from.
That's where Rory saw it.
So you guys have been talking about it. It's a mind-reading app, is it?
Yeah, I downloaded it during the lockdown for something to do. Okay. And it is, yeah, you can spend some time.
I love mind-reading. Remember we had someone come from overseas, like a big guru, and he got my PIN number right.
Yeah, that's
right. Do you remember
right.
that?
Yeah,
that was... Crazy guy.
Your birthday?
No, it was just random numbers. He got everything right, didn't he?
Yeah, he was very good.
So this is called Akinator, the app. And if you look at it, it's like a little genie guy, cartoon genie
yes.
guy. And it gets you to select all different themes. So you can start by even doing like superheroes. You can do celebrities or you can do objects. So
okay.
just before we went to air, I said, Abby, think of an object. Write it down on a piece of paper.
You got really nervous. You're like, so like an item. Like an object. You don't want me to get...
Well, I just, you know, you said you're dyslexic. So.
What would you say? Like, I haven't done it. I would say it's like 99%.
It's been 100% for me.
Never fooled it?
Never ever gotten
okay.
it wrong.
Right.
Well, Xander said to me, he goes, Dad, I tricked the app. And I said, no, you just answered the questions wrong.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, right? I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Like clues for them?
Or no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
Don't be so skeptical.
Yeah, don't be skeptical.
Sorry, mate.
It's the Akinator, right?
I don't know why we're not getting...
Don't bash the Akinator.
Like, what, should we not send these to Polly's? And, you know...
How do you know this is not the start of it?
Yeah. Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, here we go.
So
okay.
you answer these. Your options are on this because some of them are quite broad, the questions.
Okay.
You can say yes, no, don't know, probably not.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
So, is the item electronic?
What are the answers again?
Yes, no,
don't know, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not? Okay. The internet is not great. Does it have eyes?
Probably not.
Probably not?
That's interesting.
Well, does it really exist?
Does it really exist?
Probably. Aren't you just asking for...
I feel like I should have done this with you.
Hey!
Is it a game?
What's the definite... It's probably not, right?
Is it a game, yes or no?
No.
Is it a game?
No.
Okay. Is it a phone?
No.
Does it have a relationship with sexuality?
Oh... You dirty minx.
No.
Probably.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know with this.
Can we hold it with a single hand?
No.
All right. Akinator's having a think here. Does it work with fuel?
No.
Right.
You're really just asking for clues, right?
Can we buy it?
Yes.
All right. Is it electric?
No.
Okay.
Mm. Right, this is supposed to be mind reading.
Is it taller? Is it taller than a man? Is it taller than a man?
Yes.
is it a building?
No.
Ooh.
Here we go. Does it belong to bedrooms? So does it go in the bedroom?
No. I want to make it a bit more like...
Can it be found in houses?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Can it be opened or closed?
Yes.
I know what it... No,
all
I don't
right,
know.
All right, shut up. Does it have a relationship with water?
Probably not.
All right. Does it have a relationship with food?
Food.
Oh, this is... probably not.
You picked a weird one.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm just playing
does
the game.
It, does it contain liquid? Does it contain liquid?
No.
No? All right, here we go.
Is it going until you get to it?
Is it made of wood?
No.
No.
All right. Just give me yes or no's from here. Can we put something inside?
No.
All right, here we go. Is it hard? Is it hard?
No.
All right.
Have I done something wrong?
Not
does
yet.
It go in the mouth?
Yes!
Here
yes!
we go. Here
yes!
we go.
Yes!
Now we're go- okay, come
is
down.
It sweet?
Is it sweet?
Yes or no, is it sweet when you put it in your mouth? Is it sweet?
There is a different answer for it. Probably. Don't really? Get annoyed at me.
Is it
I'm
liquid?
Just playing the game.
Is it liquid?
No, you've asked me before, mate.
Just
no.
answer the questions. Is it made from sugar?
No.
Oh, I can't believe this is what's going to break the game.
I've done this on 100,000 people and this has never happened. Is it usually eaten cooked?
No.
Well, I'm going to have to give up in a minute. Akinator's freaking out. Can it be eaten?
No.
Your phone's going to explode.
It is. God, we're 5.5 minutes in. Can we find it in the bathroom?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, for God's
yes.
sake. I'm going to give up in the next 30 seconds. No, no. Can we see it?
Yes.
All right. Does it have a relationship with hygiene?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Come on, Aki.
Oh, he's you guessing. He's guessing. He's guessing. He's
guessing.
Yeah.
See? Come on. Show me the bloody thing.
Oh, the suspense is killing me.
Is
yep.
it
yep.
dental floss?
Yeah!
I knew yeah! we would do it! I knew we would do it!
Good on you, Akinator.
And you know what? It can be sweet, and it can be bigger than a human, so don't get annoyed at me. No, I answered correctly.
The man did it. He did it.
He did
Akinator
it.
App. Download it. He never gets it wrong.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Represent.
Represent.
Australia.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
With so many people doing it tough around Australia losing their jobs, people are saying we need to do more for small businesses that are here in Australia and also support companies that are Australian owned.
Fair play.
And a friend of mine who works at RM Williams, you would love it.
Love RM Williams.
He did this long Facebook post, so I only read a bit of it. But apparently it was owned by overseas and it's just recently been bought back by an Australian.
Yeah.
So he's all very excited about it. And the long post that he said is, do you know where your products are? Because you should be buying Australian, but how do you know?
Mm.
And he thinks there should be an aisle in a supermarket where that's Australian made.
So is your friend Dick Smith?
Nah.
You know, whenever there's a story on a current affair about Australian made, it's always Dick's head there. Yeah. Like, every time.
He loves Dick Smith, and he's then gone on about how all his products aren't in supermarkets anymore. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, I think it got too expensive for him to do. It. He went
so
under.
Then he's gone on and said, why don't we do tax cuts for Australian companies so that we can support jobs?
Well, like,
he's
like
the Trump of Australia, really.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he would like, no. like that.
Patriotic.
Yes, right. there we go.
Yeah, but this is a bit of a test for you.
Mm, okay, all right.
Out of the most iconic Aussie foods...
Yeah.
I want you to see if you can guess which ones are made in Australia and which ones are owned by overseas companies. And you have to see what company that is, what country.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
A little bit of a fun game.
Okay. So kind of if they've
been sold or not. Because remember, there are factories here.
Yeah.
But they're owned by overseas, all right?
Okay.
What about this one, which is very iconic? Aeroplane jelly. Aeroplane jelly grew up to be Australia's largest family-owned food manufacturer. And it was...
Sorry.
Yeah, who do you think?
I would say yes, because I hadn't heard of it until I moved here. We don't have aeroplane jelly in Scotland.
I reckon it's been sold. Someone's bought it because that's just what happens.
Quick game's a good game.
It stays here in Australia as a big thing, but I reckon it's overseas.
Yeah, guess which country?
Oh, what, you want in the country?
Yeah.
China?
Oh, no, US.
Oh.
Yeah, support by US. What about berry juice? That started and produced in 1943 in South Australia by a family company.
South Australians don't sell nothing to nobody. I'm going to say that's Australian.
Yeah, it's still here.
They keep it in-house.
Japan!
The fruit that goes to cotties and makes the cordial.
It was
like best
founded in South Africa.
It was founded in New South Wales. Dairy Farmer is the one that started that one.
Australian.
And then sold it to Japan.
Oh, my God, I'm out.
The Japanese love our stuff.
They do like it. What about this one?
Mm.
4 and 20 pie.
If that's not Australian, I'm leaving.
4 and 20 pie.
No, that's been bought. That's been bought out by the US.
Started in Bendigo in 1947.
I'm saying Australian. It's got to be.
It went to the US.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then was recently bought back by Australia.
Yay! Yay! I really hope there's a Japanese radio show doing this segment this morning going, who owns our seaweed paper? And they're like, them damn Aussies. The
what about one that you should all know?
Uh-huh.
What about this one? What about Vegemite?
Oh, someone bought it.
Vegemite was invented in Melbourne in 1922 by an Australian businessman and then commissioned by a chemist to create the spread.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But first on the shelves in 1923.
It's craft Australian.
Promite sucks.
Marmite sucks.
I reckon it went to the US.
I'm going to say it went to UK.
Do you know what, Matthew? It did go to the US, but guess what happened?
They hated it.
No.
It got bought back by Dick Smith.
Bigger Cheese bought it back to Australia. Interesting, though, isn't it, to find out who owns it? Because you're like, oh, that's Australian.
It's
I'm supporting it. It's a Tim Tam. I get that. And then you go, wait.
Hang on a second.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Babies, babies, boys or girls. Babies, babies, nobody knows. Babies, babies, girls or boys. We'll let all of Brisbane know. With a gender reveal that it's going to be really big.
Yeah, Brisbane, this is going to be huge. Nothing like the world has ever seen before. The biggest gender reveal in Brisbane.
But we don't want to make a mistake with the gender.
No.
Okay, because that's going to, I mean, look, I know you would think it was funny, but if we have the sky just like painted blue and it was actually pink, there might be issues. So Mal and Mel are our couple that are going to have the biggest gender reveal here in Brizzy.
Now, the reason Abby doesn't want a mistake is because, as they'll tell you, there's a lot at stake here.
Hey, it's Mel.
Hey, it's Mal.
And we're excited to be part of Brisbane's biggest gender reveal. We have three boys, and I would love another boy.
Oh, of course, I want a girl, because I can finally say, sister, we have a sister. My family is now complete. If it is a girl, I'll definitely get the snip.
Woohoo! Yay! I win!
So we're going to get a blood test, and you might have heard it called the Harmony Test. And to talk about it is Professor Graham Southers, who's the Director of Genetics for Sonic Pathology.
Good morning.
So what do? You put a ring on a piece of string, right, and just hold it over the belly?
No, it's a tea leaf, right?
Do you want that sort of officially done, or are you happy for that to be done by the amateur?
So how does this work? How can people now get a blood test to find out the gender?
So it's a fascinating story. About 50 years ago, people realised that the blood in anybody has free DNA floating around, little fragments of DNA, not inside a cell, but just washing around in the blood. About 30 years ago, it was realised that in a pregnant woman, some of that DNA comes from the developing placenta and baby. And about 20 years ago, at last, it all came together and people had the methodology to be able to use this to check for important medical conditions in the developing baby, like Down syndrome.
Mm.
And it's that test that we can now provide through our laboratories around Australia. As a byproduct of that, you can also predict the probability of the developing baby being a boy or a girl. But I guess it's important for readers or listeners to understand that the primary purpose of this test is a serious medical one.
Yeah.
It's not primarily to drive gender reveal parties.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I know, sure, but if you've heard our show...
that's all right.
Yeah, no, it does, because it's amazing that they're able to, I guess, test for any conditions before so parents are aware.
And so there is a small proportion of cases where the blood test, whether it be for the baby's sex or for indeed these other conditions, where the blood test does not exactly match reality.
Well,
that's a feature of all non-invasive prenatal tests. It's not particularly the Harvey test.
If you had to throw a figure at it, then what percentage of it could be wrong?
Okay, so the assessment of fetal sex is better than 99% accurate.
Okay.
That's but good. It's not 100%. It's not 100%.
See, Professor Graham, we're throwing thousands of dollars at this gender reveal, so it's going to be on this test, mate.
But we won't know.
Yeah, we won't know.
It'll be fine. We do our thing, and then they go off. It's
that's
fine.
An excellent
we're doing
point
it now,
Scott.
And then we just don't do a recap with it.
Never follow
it's
up.
Fine.
and I leave the country. As
yeah,
Do you? I mean, are you sort of a gender reveal person? Have you seen them online? Do you like them?
No, look, I come from a different generation. We didn't do gender reveals with my kids when we were young, but my daughter-in-law did have a gender reveal party, which was a lot of fun.
What other tests do you do there? Because I always get fascinated by people that go and get DNA testing maybe after the baby is born, because you can't do that in a blood test while the baby is developing?
So, look, this story is changing very rapidly. So about 5 or 6 years ago when we started in the space, the tests that were available were limited really to what they call trisomies, the baby having the whole extra chromosome. And Down syndrome is the most common example of that. As technology has improved, people are gaining experience and able to do more with it. And so we offer a range of tests for our non-invasive prenatal test at the moment. Other providers offer the same and even extended range, and we're not quite at the point where we're comfortable with some of these extensions. And this is a matter of professional judgment as to when you think the evidence is really there to justify offering this test in a medical purpose. So we're very strong hot on the idea of saying this has to be a very carefully considered medical investigation. It's not just something you buy over the counter. You're always going to be coming up against that situation where the placenta lies, in effect, where what the placenta is sending is not exactly the same as the situation in the baby.
So untrustworthy placentas lying.
Yeah. Well, in a very small proportion of cases. But,
Have you ever been in a position where you've had to do like a Jerry Springer and someone's asked to come in and do the paternity test and you've had to break the news and say, you know, they're not the father or something like that?
Yeah, look, not I haven't had to do that myself, but there are some of my colleagues who have. And that's one of the things that we address right up front with any of these sorts of tests. Here, you want to have a test for this purpose. Here are the possible outcomes. Mm. Are you willing, ready, prepared for each possible outcome? Because we don't want you to get caught with something that comes out of left field, which you weren't expecting.
Wow, that must be that would be very hard for those.
Unless he doesn't want to be the father.
Well, that's true, yeah. But imagine being that person who has to break that news to them, because that would make your heart drop, wouldn't it?
I just think it's fascinating. You know, when you kind of go,
you look back
at years ago, and people got away from crimes with DNA, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we kept that DNA, and now we've got a different way to test it.
The whole world. I've been in this field now for 40 years, and what is the last 10 years have been a very wild ride, and I think it's going to get wilder.
You got to admit, though, Criminal Minds has really ruined it for you guys, because we think you can test everything so quickly.
That's radio, TV for you, the films. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, Professor, the day that you go. Congratulations, you're having a boy. And just to let you know, not worth the private education. They're probably going to get a trade. So thank you very much. Good on you, Professor Graham Southers from Sonic Pathology Australia. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, see you guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It's worth $10,000, guys. It'll be the 29th of October. Here are two answers to win.
At 7 a.m, an answer is salt, and at 8 a.m, it is airbag.
That's $10,000 at 7 and another $10,000 at 8 on B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
A vicious storm hit the state.
A massive storm front causing chaos.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
What have you seen for those storm preppers? You know, just the crazy things you've seen, 13, 10, 60, because we are right to freak out here in Queensland when a storm happens. We all know the devastation it can cause.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember the 2011 floods.
I know. You know? And that was a La Nina, and it is a La Nina again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was in 2011.
Oh, no, La Nina.
La Nina did it again. No. Naughty
La Nina. La Nina's so attractive, but La Nina, she too wet.
But we do freak out, right? And we all have to prep, because a lot of people get text messages from their insurance companies.
Yeah.
Make sure you put your car away.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I went to childcare, and our beautiful, I'm going to say favourite because she babysits the kids as well, Smiley Kylie, who works there. Would you say that your new car is your favourite thing in your life?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So she
it's
got
a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby. So she got a ute as a young girl in, what, 21? She got a ute because she loves it.
Oh, you want to turn heads, Kylie?
Yeah, well, I had a Farina. I needed something a bit bigger.
Love it.
So what did you do yesterday when there were reports that there was going to be hail?
So I was at work, so I couldn't really leave. So I come up with a grand plan to cover my car in towels, blankets, and the kids' crash mats that we usually use for the obstacle courses.
So you look at the car park, and there was all these cars just there, and hers was covered in crash mats.
The kids can crack their heads open, but I'm protecting my car.
$500
mats that are not waterproof. And then did you guys get hail in the end?
No.
No.
No. I ended up having to run out to the car park because the car park started flooding. I had to take it all off my car and move it.
So you weren't concerned about the children's safety needing the crash mats?
Oh, no, they'll find they're inside.
Because no one could go outside yesterday to play. So yeah, we didn't really need it, which is a shout out to anyone working in a childcare in this day, because they just can't go out and play.
And they go mad too. Yeah. Rain makes them crazy. We got an architect's on our street, and they've got an awning, and when I came out, they'd both got their cars and put them up on the footpath under the awning that's up in front of their shop.
There you go. You could have done that, Kylie.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get a hail cover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's a hail cover entail?
I don't know, just super cheap, I reckon.
Yeah.
Little cover, I don't know.
Yeah, protect it.
You go to super cheap autos.
Yeah.
Right, and it's got like a blanket on the top of it or something, does it, that just pulls over.
Yeah, kind of like a sun cover, but super padded.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think a lot of people saw her photo on Instagram and gave her a few suggestions.
The bloke over the back from us last year when there was a storm coming through, they had a trampoline. And, you know, you always hear the ads and they say, you know, watch out for trampolines, they fly away. And good on him, he tied it down. But he tied it down to the barbecue table, which probably weighed less than said trampoline. And I just thought, I didn't even go over and say, I don't think that's going to work. I just sat on my back deck with a cup of coffee just waiting to see what was going to happen.
Yeah, and a camera.
Yeah. And that's what we want to know this morning on 131060. Silly storm preppers.
Mm.
You know, like people who've got, and no offence, Kylie, but... There was going to
be... Very cautious.
Yeah.
Cautious.
It was thinking on the fly, you know.
Yeah. Like, have people prepped for a storm and you've just gone, that's not going to make any difference?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
A vicious storm hit the state.
A massive storm front causing chaos.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
We are getting all the warnings, and like we said, rightly so, you need to protect yourself in a storm. You've got to prep correctly.
They're not storms anymore, are they? They're weather events.
But we want to know, have you seen anything a little bit strange where you're like, that's not going to work. Why are you doing that?
It's the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts. I mean, prepping. I used to go and park the car. We didn't have a carport. I used to go and park at Westfield.
Yep.
And I don't know why, but I was like, well, there's no point taking an umbrella. So then I'd walk back just stopping wet, and then you'd have to, there'd be no storm that happened or hail, and you'd have to go and buy the ticket. You know, and you've left it there.
Yes. And because it's like 2 hours free or something.
Yeah, well, I'd do it overnight.
Mm. Oh, of course. Hey, Melanie from Springwood, what happened to you when you prepped for a storm?
So I got some doonas and covered my car, and I thought I would be smart, wound my windows down, put the doona in it, and then closed it to hold it secure.
Great idea.
Yeah, come to check it after the storm to take it all off, and the inside of my car is flooded. The doona got soaked and all the water dripped into my car.
So the doona sucked the water and just funneled it in.
Yeah, and it didn't even hail, so.
Was this just this storm, like yesterday?
No, this was a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Mel. You would have preferred it to go, oh, well, I protected it from hail. Like, that's when you would have wanted it
True.
Oh, Mel.
Yeah, if it hailed.
Does your insurance cover that?
No, I didn't even bother.
Because you would have had to write it down in detail about what happened.
Yeah.
Is it Thomas the Tank Engine ultra absorbent? Oh, my God. Now that's great. 131060 is our number. Get on the phone, guys.
Amber in Regent's Park. Stupid storm prep. What have you seen?
So I'm a delivery officer for Australia Post, and yesterday when I was delivering the mail, I came across someone's mailbox that had a shower tent over it. So you see them like when people go camping and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But they literally had their mailbox inside the shower tent with a note that said, please don't wet my mail.
Oh, my God, that is brilliant.
What were they waiting on, I wonder? That was so important.
I wouldn't have a clue. I didn't have anything for them, but I thought it was quite odd.
My Australia postman did come and knock at the door and deliver them yesterday, which I thought was pretty good because he knew that we've got the dodgiest letterbox. Mm. And he didn't want to get them wet because I got so many awesome parcels.
I reckon that's an old couple, though. If they think mail's that important, or actually, is it a
did they have mail that day? They obviously did.
No, not from me.
No. Oh, okay.
No, not from
maybe
me.
Maybe they're ballot
postal.
Maybe they're waiting on a parcel.
You don't want to get that wet. Maybe they're buying something that like activates when it gets wet, like those dinosaur sponges, and they would have come back and
get stuck in there. All right, guys, well, you can jump on our Facebook page, Stav, Abby and Matt, if you've got yourself a great story about storm prepping. We are expecting more storms across Brizzy this afternoon, and B105 will have your updates. And in all seriousness, do take it serious, you know.
Yeah, it's good to prep. Yeah. You have to prep correctly.
Cover your letterboxes, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Good morning, teachers and student body.
A school that bans formals is a school that bans life.
Captain, my captain.
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Yesterday, if you missed it, Abby Jane Coleman blew us all away with her amazing speech that elected her into politics as school captain.
I am aware of the importance to be able to liaise with both students and teachers alike. If I was to receive a leadership position, then I can assure you that I will be the leader who is fully committed to the position. Thank you.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Passion. There was passion in that.
What was the word?
Yeah. Liaise.
You mock the school captain. See, I think you do. You don't respect it. You never respected it at school and you're not respecting it now. I can get that vibe.
No. The only reason I don't respect it was because I wanted to go for sports captain. And the teacher said, with your track record, you're not allowed to nominate.
You've got to be good at sport, you've got to be popular, and you're also not going to get detention, Matthew.
This is where it annoyed me. I was the only kid who got age champion at the athletics every year. It was my behaviour that wouldn't allow
me. I want to see that run. Was it a run?
Yeah, I had the record for year 12.
Was it a Chico
roll? No, not year 12, year 7.
Oh, year 7. Bit of a difference there. Yeah.
13 seconds flat, I ran the 100 metres
in. Let's not go through all your highlights of your school.
Was it like a pie at the end?
that was back when I was skinny.
Oh. Okay, let's go to St. Kieran's in Brighton. We've said that if anyone would like to maybe give their speech of how they should be the best school captain for next year, we would love to hear it. And we've got Caitlin on. Morning, Caitlin. You going for school captain?
Mm-hmm.
So year 6, big year, last year of primary school. Have you been at the same school your entire schooling career?
Yeah, I have.
All right, so you've made all your connections.
What was your campaign like? Were there any posters put up around the school? Was there any, hey, I'll might buy you something at the tuck shop if you vote for me?
No, there wasn't.
No, of course not. I didn't do that either.
Corruption. Did you do that?
No, of course I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have been the most corrupt captain of all.
Really good. It's only since the last few years that I've become Dodge.
Elect me. I'm really good at forging parents' signatures.
Okay, well, everybody did that. Caitlin, you shouldn't know. It's different these days.
Gosh. Okay, so Caitlin, St. Kieran's in Brighton, school captain, year 6 speech. We want to hear what you did for the entire school. All right, get
Can
it on the radio
music?
Now.
Give us some music.
Oh, yeah, we'll get the music to her. Okay, here we go.
Good morning, Mr. Gray, teachers and students. Firstly, I would like to thank you all for giving the Year 5 students this wonderful opportunity to nominate for school captain. I know no matter who is elected, they'll do St. Kieran's proud. Hi, I am Caitlin and I would be extremely honoured to be school captain for 2021. What does being a leader mean? Being a leader means to have responsibilities and to have a helping hand when others need it. I respect everyone, everything. And I respect your rights, your ideas, and your feelings. I am kind, responsible, hardworking, and very committed to the school. I am also very trustworthy, so you can trust this space. If I become a school captain, I'll listen to your ideas and make sure they are heard and seen. Now, I can't promise you things like soft drink in the water bubblers and a chocolate fountain in the classroom, but I can guarantee you that I'll work and try my very best. Like Mr. Gray, I love St. Kieran's, what it stands for, and hot dogs. When I wear my school uniform, I wear it with pride. Thank you for listening to my speech.
Oh, Caitlin!
I'd go for you.
We like hot dogs too. We've got goosebumps.
Soft drink in the bubblers sounds like a wonderful idea. I reckon there's technology to make that happen, Caitlin.
So did you get nominated? You are for next year?
That's right.
Mr. Gray's there. Caitlin, that is wonderful. You speak so amazingly. Were you nervous talking in front of your entire school?
I was a little bit at first, and then when I got up there, I just felt calm.
Well done.
You just got to let the words carry you. Yeah. Well done, Caitlin. That was beautiful.
Be proud. Very eloquent. If you would like to deliver your school captain speech on air, kids, we're doing one every day. Even if you've become school captain already, we'd love to hear it. You can call 13 10 60 right now or go and register now, b105.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
That is it for us, guys, as we wrap up a wonderful day shared.
You know, thoughts at like 1 in the morning when you can't sleep are not really rational.
Yeah.
Couldn't sleep, so I was laying there. I was thinking about SAS. I was honestly thinking I could go on there.
I reckon you could.
I would love it. Yeah. And then I thought about it. We could all go on it. I think we could achieve. And then, in my mind, one by one, I was trying to determine why I wouldn't want to be on the same team with Stav, because you have let me down physically.
Once.
And then I was getting concerned about you at the mud. Like, can he really do it? I don't know. But this was my mind at, like, 1 in the morning. I was thinking, could we do it as a team? Because if there was team versus other teams, I feel like we should enter.
I think that's sass. It's a knockout.
What do you guys think?
I reckon you could do it. You could do it.
I mean, the interrogation, I think you would nail. I mean, you also could nail that, I think.
Okay.
Physically, I reckon you'd be like, nah, I'm just not into it. Remember when you went to the bathroom and you threw up on me? Not on me, but threw up on the challenge.
You get time to prepare.
You had time to prepare for Ninja Warrior and you didn't.
The only concern I would have would be you keeping the team morale up for us to work together.
Okay.
You'd be like, the commander would be like, Abby, just back off a little bit. You've been a little bit harsh to them.
That's our job. Move it, stab!
Abby, again, pull back.
Can I interrogate him, please?
Again.
So 1 in the morning thoughts. Thanks, but no thanks.
My iPhone has stopped charging.
Mine's been dying for a while, hasn't it?
Well, I don't... It used to be just like plug in, plug out.
Did you blow it?
Yeah, I've blown in it. I pulled the cover off and blown all around it. Still
nothing.
It occasionally will charge and not. And I'm on to you because I got a text yesterday from Vodafone saying, hey, yo, it's time to upgrade. If you want to upgrade.
Oh, here we go.
It's like my phone knows. Got the text message, so it decides, all right, it's time for him to upgrade. Time to kill the charger.
Yeah, but that's not a bad deal. I think my wife did it. All you do is hand that one back and you get a 12.
Yeah, you still got to pay for it. You don't get it for free.
It's like $25. It's not much. Have a look into it.
What, a month?
Maybe like a one-off. It was like really good deal. Have a look at it.
What are you working for them?
No, my wife did it.
Yeah,
she pretty much got a free phone.
No, you didn't get a free phone.
Yeah,
you paid for it.
Nah, it's pretty much
free. So what is it? Is it? It's not even 24 months. It's even more than that.
It is. It's like 2 or 3 years. You pay for the phone. You just do it in teeny little.
You pay it off like your contract, but your contract doesn't really change, and
you actually pay more for the phone than what you would have if you just bought it out.
Free.
I'm going to do my thanks but no thanks on behalf of Stav and his mathematics.
Free phones for everyone.
Oh, dude.
Hey, Stav.
Yeah.
In this run we're about to do in SAS, exactly how far is that?
Oh, it's basically just up the road.
It's as deep as the Brisbane River.
It's only 2 metres.
Yeah, yes, they did shellac, and it always seems to shellac pretty much right on school pickup. We find that, people that do school pickups?
Yep.
I was sheltering under a tree, nature's umbrella, and a lady said to me, do you want to come under my umbrella? And I said, no, I'm good, because then I'd have to talk to you.
And social distancing and all.
And then... My daughter organised a play date with one of her friends, and she had an umbrella. I didn't take an umbrella down because I'm a moron. And the dad was like, well, here, you take my umbrella, and because I've got the car on the corner. And we're like, sweet. So I got home, soaking wet. It was only then that we both realised at the same time that we could have all gotten in his car and he could have driven us all home.
You're right, bud.
I'm good.
You can't work out.
Your day's a struggle, mate. No, I don't know how you get
not
through.
Really.
No, mainly.
Sitting here with my free phone.
It's free. They only charge you $25 a month and the contract's
no,
for like
no,
4 years,
it's
but it's free.
It's pretty much, it's pretty close to a free phone. Thanks, but no.
Yeah, pour another one.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, that's the end of the podcast, guys. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.